I'm Alan Martin.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook, and this is your Picks Now update. An Oakland police officer is fighting for his life after crashing into a car and then a semi-truck. KPIX5's Juliet Goodrich is live for us in Oakland. Juliet?
And we just checked. He is still listed in critical condition. And right now we're outside of the Police Officers Association. You can see that there's one lane of traffic that's closed off, and that's so that family and co-workers can go inside the union and talk with one another and comfort one another. We've learned this evening the Oakland police officer who was critically injured is the son of a lieutenant at the Oakland Police Department.
At this time, we're not releasing the name. What we can share with you is he's a fairly new officer, hasn't been on the department for too long.
A tow truck removed the Oakland police officer's demolished vehicle and another car. It was just before 3 in the morning when the officer was responding to a call of a suspicious person in the area of 7th Street and Middle Harbor Road in the Port of Oakland. But the early morning collision derailed that call.
He was traveling eastbound on Middle Harbor, about the 1900 block, when he collided with a civilian vehicle. From there, the patrol car went into a parked semi.
The aftermath showing the direct impact as the officer's marked patrol car hit a white sedan before slamming into the parked semi. The officer was driving alone when it happened.
So it is typical for trucks to stage. We did have drivers waiting in their trucks, so we have witnesses. When we also have the two drivers that stayed on scene, they're fully cooperating with our traffic investigators.
The accident so severe, the officer was trapped in his car and unconscious. The Oakland Fire Department had to get him out of his patrol car with the jaws of life.
So we certainly, our thoughts and our prayers go out to him and to his family.
An Oakland Police Officer Association members and family going inside the association this evening to comfort one another. At this time, the officer still in critical condition. His name has not been released. We'll continue checking on his condition all evening long. The name of his father, who's a lieutenant here at the Oakland Police Department, has also not been released. We'll continue to stay on the story. In Oakland, Juliet Goodrich, KPIX 5.
Earlier today, CHP officers in West Sacramento paused to remember one of their own, lost in the line of duty. Family and friends sat beside them as a memorial bell chimed in honor of Officer Kirk Griss.
Someone that's grown up on this department, been a member for 19 years, a valued member of the community, and who was also a very good motorcycle officer on top of it.
The Marine Corps veteran was killed in a crash on Interstate 80 in Fairfield on Friday. CHP says Officer Griss was conducting a traffic stop on a Vallejo man when a pickup truck veered over, struck, and killed them both. We're told the driver is cooperating in the investigation, but still no word on what caused him to veer over.
The suspected Golden State Killer is now facing yet another murder charge this evening, and investigators believe it's for the first murder in his killing spree. Let's get right to Ken Bastide in the newsroom. Ken?
Yeah, Alan, investigators now say that Joseph DeAngelo is the sole suspect in that September 1975 killing of Claude Snelling. And police say the victim was shot while stopping the kidnapping of his 16-year-old daughter in Visalia. His daughter says it all began when a masked gunman broke into her bedroom in the middle of the night, threatened her, and then dragged her out of the house.
That's when I heard my dad yell, and the man with the ski mask pushed me to the ground, turned, shot my dad twice as he was coming through the back door.
Now, police say DeAngelo is also the so-called Visalia ransacker, the man accused of burglarizing more than 100 homes in the area about the same time that Snelling was killed. Investigators say the gun used to kill Snelling was stolen by the Visalia ransacker.
These crimes and the manner in which they were committed brought fear to this quiet community during the 18-month period in which the Visalia ransacker terrorized this city, and at times was known to eat or prepare food in the victim's residences during his crimes.
Well, Joseph DeAngelo is accused of killing at least a dozen others during the 1970s and 80s. DNA evidence eventually led to his arrest in April.
A lot of the officers that were involved simply are not with us anymore, unfortunately. Some of the witnesses aren't with us anymore as well. So that's a challenge that I'm sure other jurisdictions are facing as well.
Well, DeAngelo has not yet entered a plea. He is due back in court next month. Live in the newsroom, Ken Bastida, KPIX 5.
In the East Bay, sheriff's investigators are searching for clues after a body was found in a canal. A water district employee made the discovery in the Contra Costa Water District Canal in Bay Point on July 20th. That person now identified as 25-year-old Kriana Smith of Pittsburgh. They believe her body was in the water for several days. The cause of death is under investigation.
San Jose police have arrested four people, which they say ended a crime spree in Willow Glen. That was Thursday. Now neighbors are asking, is there a second crime spree happening? Over the weekend, homeowners in Willow Glen have reported car thefts, a home invasion robbery, attempted robberies, and assault. One victim's car was stolen from her driveway while she was home eating dinner in her backyard. Thieves kicked down the door of this home on Janice Way while the elderly homeowner was inside and stole her purse and laptop. And one neighbor thwarted a home invasion robbery near an elementary school after spotting a man donning a ski mask.
I saw someone get out of the car, pull on a mask, put on their hoodie, and start running at my neighbor's house. And that's when I acted and I just said, hey, asked him to stop. And he turned around and got back in his vehicle.
San Jose police say there does not appear to be a spike in crime, but they are crunching data and looking into a possible trend. A community meeting will be held in the next few weeks.
Some Android phone users may have their locations tracked by Google even when they think that feature is turned off. KPIX5's Susie Stimel explains.
So if the Google app is not supposed to be reading my location, how does it know that I'm in Mountain View?
That's the question Kay Shikari has been asking herself for the past year. She made a conscious choice to go through her phone and turn off her location permissions on every app so Google wouldn't track her. But a recent visit to Kohl's, in which she didn't use Google Maps, proved her phone knew exactly where she was.
And I was like, wait, how do you even know I'm in Kohl's? Because I turned on location history and I did not use Google Maps to get here.
Shikari's complaints launched an Associated Press investigation that revealed turning off access to your data on Google Maps doesn't mean the company won't track you.
The one that we all thought turned it all off doesn't really do that.
Ian Schur, an executive editor with CNET, says switching off location services just doesn't go far enough.
Sometimes turning off location access in one app doesn't turn off in another. And the way that location is collected is different in different apps as well.
To actually get Google to stop tracking your activity, Wired Magazine instructs you to go to your Google account on a computer, click Activity Controls, then disable them. A pop-up's gonna appear saying pausing web and app activity may limit personalized experiences, but that pop-up doesn't even say that's how Google will stop tracking your location.
In a statement, Google said location history is a Google product that is entirely opt-in and users have the controls to edit, delete, or turn it off at any time. Shikari says it should be simple. When you hit a button saying don't track my location, she wants Google to do just that.
There needs to be much clearer consent and there needs to be a control that's actually honored.
In Mountain View, Susie Stimel, KPIX 5.
Well, the biggest wildfire in state history is now threatening homes near Lake Pillsbury in Lake County. According to CAL FIRE, the destructive Ranch Fire is still very active. That fire is one of two that make up the Mendocino Complex fires. Combined, they burned about 538 square miles so far. That's about seven times the size of Oakland. That's now 68% contained. Meanwhile, the Holy Fire in Orange County is now 52% contained. That fire scorched more than 22,000 acres and destroyed at least 12 structures since it broke out 8 days ago.
Trump administration officials are touring damage in Redding from the Carr fire. Today, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue met with local officials and the fire crews. Yesterday, Zinke advocated for the removal of more trees from national forests as a way to reduce fire risks. Today, he said he is not pushing for full-scale logging on public lands.
We're not talking about intensive logging operations. We're talking about grazing to restore the health of our forest, to remove the density and remove the dead and dying trees. And a lot of that can be done economically by the private industry, because we're never going to be able to do it on the public side.
President Trump himself has said more trees should be cut down. Critics note that the Carr fire and some other recent wildfires have started in shrublands, not the forests. They also say the Trump administration is ignoring climate change as a key factor. All right, check this out. Meteor is streaking through the sky over the weekend, giving stargazers a rare opportunity to see the streaking light with the naked eye. This is a time lapse of action shot in Greece. The Perseids meteor shower returns to skies every August. And by the way, best viewed in the Northern Hemisphere.
Pretty beautiful. Where we happen to be. A lot of folks happy for a little bit of relief today.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking at these numbers here. I'm thinking, is this November? Because this summer, at least the past month and a half, it has been super, super warm away from the water. There's been no relief unless you know somebody who has a pool or you're lucky enough to have one yourself. Mother Nature providing the air conditioning going all the way inland. It is only 71 degrees with sunshine in San Jose right now. It's only 75 in Livermore. It's only 81 in Concord. Now, you're not any cooler because you never warmed up in Oakland or San Francisco, where temperatures are currently in the 60s. Overnight tonight, regardless of where we go during the day, we get pretty close together in the temperatures at night. We'll do it again tonight. The warm spots are Concord, Redwood City, and San Jose at 58, and the cool spot is Santa Rosa at 52. One of these two streaks ended today. Now, it's not the San Francisco one because we stayed chilly, so 34 straight days, not hitting 73 degrees. Livermore had 39 straight days, 85 degrees. Degrees or warmer. Not today. Official high 82 degrees. That streak is over. By the way, it's the longest streak in Livermore recorded history. The old record was 28, so just completely shattered. Usually sneak in 1 or 2 days with the onshore flow and a cooler day. Haven't had that in a month until today. Two low pressure areas sitting off to our west, feeding in that onshore breeze. The ocean sitting at 54 degrees. The ridge of high pressure, which will build back this weekend, back over Southern California, warming us back up to the mid to upper 90s, is taking a break. It's on a vacation in North Texas, and as it moves away, we're allowed to cool down for a couple days, but that warmer weather will move back when the ridge moves back. Lots of clouds tomorrow morning, burning back to the coast in the afternoon, and I think Wednesday will turn out to be the cloudiest morning, all the way out toward the Nut Tree, all the way down to San Jose and Milpitas, all the way east to the Tri-Valley. Lots of clouds the next couple mornings, and obviously that corresponds with the cooler weather. So fog and low cloud cover heading inland tonight. We stay cooler than average through Wednesday. Then the transition day is on Thursday. And then Friday, we're right back to the hot stuff with mid-90s inland, coming back in pretty quick order. So Concord, 85 degrees, a couple degrees below average, only two. Oakland also 2 degrees below average. 82 with sunshine in Las Gatas, 74 in Fremont, 77 for Redwood City, still 60 in Pacifica. Walnut Creek tomorrow, 84 degrees. Pittsburgh and Pleasanton, 85. Vallejo, 75. A cooler day in Mill Valley once again, 78 for you. Only 68 in Alameda, 66 for Richmond with lots of morning clouds. Wine Country in the low 80s. The hot spots are still Lake County, Mendocino County. Even a strong onshore flow is not going to reach you. Highs in the mid-90s there. Extended forecast. Notice Thursday we're sunnier. Friday we're warmer. Saturday we're hotter. We'll approach 80 near the bay, be well into the 90s inland. But the beach, you're not going to warm up likely until September. Your highs will stay in the 60s. That's your forecast.
Our news continues tonight at 10 on KBCW, 44 Cable 12, and at 11 on KPIX 5.
And remember to select KPIX News on your Amazon Echo.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.